Hi, this is a dictation for Elandus Young, ELANDUSYOUNG. Date of birth is 7/17/1958. Date of accident 1/17/2022. Date of service is 3/13/2025. The patient Elandus Young is here for evaluation for follow-up visit. He was initially involved as a pedestrian in an automobile accident, which landed up into his suffering from multiple injuries as a result of the impact. And he started having severe headaches, the dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, ringing in the ears, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, as well as pain syndrome affecting neck, left shoulder, lower back. The patient had a cervical fusion involving entire cervical spine from C2 to C7, and he underwent 3 surgeries at the DMC hospital. Currently, he has had 8 epidural injections to the lumbar region, which has helped him quite a bit. And he has had innumerable number of, like 6 times of shoulder injections and to the rotator cuff injuries injection. And that has also brought him significant relief. Patient reports that he has a history of falling these days because of his brain injury, and his dizziness and vertigo are severe and consistent. His pain in the right knee is also bothering him to the tune of 7 to 8. Left shoulder pain is quite severe to the tune of 9. And difficulty in lifting arm beyond 120 degrees in abduction, forward flexion. Pain in the neck is 9 and the lower back pain is 7. Headaches are also 9 to 10. And they're constant. The patient has ADL that are affecting 9. Patient report 60% improvement with all the physical therapy and help. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review, as well as addiction history and compliance history and substance abuse. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 168 over 113, pulse 87, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 2/18/2023, dictation number 0225-037, with a difference that the left shoulder patient is able to lift up to 120 degrees of abduction on active motion, after which he starts having severe pain in the rotator cuff region, and his Hawking-Kennedy test is positive. So is the speed test and near test, and there is a crepitation heard in the movement of the shoulder joint. The right knee joint is a peripetalar tenderness and is painful, but it's improving. The MRIs of the right shoulder do show 50% partial tear of the undersurface of supraspinatus tendon, as well as anterior labrum tear. This MRI was done on 2/27/2023. The left shoulder also shows superior labrum tear, slab 2, and 75% tear of the supraspinatus. But the patient has no pain, and he's able to lift his left shoulder, sorry, the right shoulder completely normally. In the lumbar spine, patient has bulging disc, but they are improving. Cervical spine patients still have multiple disc issues, but we are not going to do any treatment, as he already has a fusion treatment for this. In the right knee, patient has a patellofemoral degenerative changes, which are mostly related to arthritic issues. Patient was advised that he should consult a private personal orthopedic surgeon for repair of the knee or some injections, because it probably may not be related to the automobile accident. And the patient understands. He does want an injection to the left shoulder to help him in his pain. He is provided the following medications today: Mobic 7.5 milligrams twice a day, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Moviq was 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Tylenol with codeine number 4, 30 tablets are provided, one tablet a day on a PRN basis for severe pain. Xanax is provided 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day is provided for neuropathies, headaches, and nerve-related issues. Pure Research, 102 every 6 hour PRN are provided for headache relief. Dendrocin lotion is provided for the work for the topical pain relief. The patient is otherwise quite stable, and he has been provided with an anti-word tablet to use if dizziness is severe. He has been advised to visit a hospital if in case he feels too much dizzy, confused, or any falling tendencies. He will continue his physical therapy, and we have advised him for laser treatment and also referred him to an orthopedic surgeon to consult. For cervical spine, there is no treatment, and also for lumbar spine, no other injection treatment is being advised. If he has more pain, SI joint involvement was suspected earlier. That could be done, but right now his case is winding down to completion, and I think he's not interested in any surgery any further. And so a conservative treatment is continuing. Regarding the injection, patient did provide a consent and injection to the left supraspinatus and left infraspinatus tendon was produced. The procedure was according to protocol. 5 cc injection was injected to each site at the tendon of supraspinatus and infraspinatus for the left shoulder. Aseptically and with proper precautions, entire needle was withdrawn. Indications are based on the MRI finding, which shows there is more than 50% damage to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon. Thank you.